Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, February 22nd. We've opened up the grains. Corn's 11 and a half cents higher, but we're still off the highs by about 6 cents from the overnight trade. Wheat's up 13 and three quarters. That's about 13 cents off the highs. The beans up 13 cents, but that's about 18 cents off the highs. So we had the knee-jerk reaction last night to Russia moving into Ukraine. That's certainly going to dominate most of the news here. But I think it's kind of a weak reaction. Wheat got up to 824 and a quarter. Corn got up to 671 and three quarters. And March beans got up to 1632. That was a penny from contract highs there. So we couldn't take out the contract highs. But who knows? We've got Russia moving into those two sections in Ukraine. Is that going to pacify Putin for the time being? It may. We'll see what kind of repercussions are. The stock market was down 550. Going into the opening, we were only about 120 lower. We're now about 330 lower. We're on the lows for the day, but we're still 260 points off the nighttime lows. Crude oil is up $3 a barrel. Again, we're about $2 off the highs there. So we've had this major reaction. Now we're trying to figure out the true value of these prices. Now, we did have some much wetter weather over the weekend in South America. Argentina had very good widespread rains, easing a lot of the drought situation there. So that's a little bit negative for the grains out here. Southern Brazil got pretty good rains. So I think that's going to take a little bit of a backseat here to the Russians. The other thing we have to look forward to this week is the Ag Forum. We should get a peek at what they expect for acres this year. This isn't an intentions report. It's just what they believe. Are farmers going to cut back corn because of the high input costs and the high price of beans? Are they going to switch that? I think there'll be some, but not nearly as much as some of the people have talked about. So overall, we've got this knee-jerk reaction higher here in the grains. You know, I think it's reasonable, but I also think that with the rains in South America and the lack of export demand and the relatively strong dollar, people are going to look to sell rallies in these markets from now on, or at least for the time being. Now, there is a lot of talk about how much the crops they've lost in Argentina and southern Brazil. A lot of people think it's finally stabilized down there, but we're going to see lower estimates coming out, and that means tighter carryouts and tighter export situation around the world, particularly for corn and beans. So I would expect corn and beans to kind of lead the way up here if we do move higher. But again, I think we're getting into some pretty rarefied air. We did have a sale this morning to start the week, 120,000 metric tons of wheat to Nigeria. That's half old crop, half new crop. Haven't seen Nigeria in the mix for a while out here, at least in these numbers. We sold 132,000 metric tons of new crop soybeans to China. So China's still looking for beans, but it looks like the massive buying after the lunar new year is now pretty much past. So there are a lot of things to keep our eyes on here this week, but I think after today's opening, we're going to start looking at the Ag Forum and see how that goes. But I would expect to see a little bit more beans and a little bit less corn for the acreage numbers. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.